Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. What a season.
What a season.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Good. Everybody's good feeling time. Good?
Yeah. Happy ending. Twists and turns. Up until the very end, Rim. Three hours of twists and turns. A great finale, I'd say. I'd argue.
I totally agree with that. I do want to correct 3 hours of twists and turns. It was 3 minutes of twists and turns surrounded by a lot of that hours were not essential, but there sure. were two or three shocking moments, including
the Bachelorette, the most shocking lead. Of them all.
That's bonkers. Some will say we'll talk about that at the very end.
I can't wait to talk about that.
Wow. I'm still reeling. I went to bed. I woke up and it felt like a dream.
Stunned. Truly stunned.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we
no,
scene
let's
by
get
scene
into it?
It?
I want to get to the end.
Yeah.
When we talk about The Bachelorette.
That's finales are tough. We're mostly just sitting around as viewers waiting for the three segments you really want to see. Who steps out first?
I argue they should get rid of the dates. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Can I jump ahead a little bit? What are we doing these dates for? I just think we should cut the dates completely and get to what we want to see. That might mean you're going to have to cut it to 2 hours. It won't be 3 hours.
I'm fine with
which
two
is
hours.
Completely fine with everyone except maybe the producers. But I don't see any reason for these last minute dates. I really don't.
Certainly not two segments for each date.
At least shorten them up a little bit.
Shorten them up.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it.
Yep.
Studio crowd fired up for some heartbreak. Jesse was teasing an unprecedented event, and then the crowd, to my surprise, went nuts. He was like,
Jesse
something
was...
you've never seen before is going to happen. They're like, yeah! And I'm like, well, it could be bad. It could be really deep heartbreak that never happened before, but...
Jesse was hitting all the right notes, per usual.
He's perfect. He's the perfect host. In Tulum, Joey falling in love with his final two, Daisy and Kelsey.
That was a lie. We have determined we have determined and confirmed after watching the episode that was a lie.
I don't think it was based on Joey's definition of falling in love. When he was in the hot seat later, he had an interesting description for what he meant when he said falling. And it was basically the threshold to be falling in love with someone was very low, is what he said.
Anything past initial, you know. Anyone that you have strong feelings with, he thinks he's in love with. Is what you're saying. He's got a wide range of love. His
His
start of falling in love is much wider.
Yeah,
than
it's
most
very
people's.
Shortly after meeting someone. Yes.
Yeah, and then you stay in that for a long time until you reach love. Is what you're saying.
The steps are not equidistant. His latter steps are not equidistant.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Let's go to the family.
Yeah.
Dad, Nick. Oh, this sounds... Were you troubled by this?
Yeah, I mean, this is just one of those situations for old uncle, Joey's uncle, where it's like, hey, we just had to make the decision, the tough decision, that you can't come with us on this trip. You can't come. What you did on The Bachelorette was just completely unacceptable. We can't have you here. I'm sorry.
Hey, Joey's hater uncle, this is the producers. We love what you did on the season, but we're going for Joey. When he's the lead, we're going to make him be like the golden boy. We don't we don't need you kind of chipping away at his status here. We can't
I know
have you.
You were waiting for the call. This is a bad call, unfortunately, for you. You're not coming. You're not invited. We can't have you.
That's exactly what happened. When Joey got the news that he was a bachelor, he was like, oh, Mr. Bachelor over here with your fake ass. Get out of here, Joey. He was roasting him when he got the lead.
We don't need you shitting on our lead. We can't have it. You aren't invited anymore. I'm sorry. Because I was fully expecting him to be there, and I was disappointed when he wasn't. But it makes full sense now that I've seen.
It does.
They're pushing Joey to the moon. Have all season. They're not going to have this hating ass dude, old man, who doesn't understand it. Jealous. Straight jealous of his nephew's success.
Younger,
coming
better
in here
looking,
and shit
better
on
at tennis.
Everything.
Yeah. Can't have this guy.
Can't have it.
Daisy is up first. What did you think of Daisy's performance here? In the moment, with your views that she is an actor.
I'm going to give you in the moment.
That's all I
okay?
want. That's all I want.
I'm going to give you in the moment, not going off of anything. And I'm going to try to do my best to, show you exactly what I was feeling in the moment, okay, going forward.
Yeah.
I won't be using what I know after the fact, okay?
I appreciate that.
So that's not to you. That's to the listeners.
Well, I appreciate
letting
it
them know
nonetheless, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I thought she killed it. She killed it, and I don't know that I've ever seen anyone do better, to be honest. Absolutely killed it with the sisters, with the mom. Crazy.
Great
crazy,
moment with the mom.
Crazy
oh
chemistry
goodness.
Between those two.
Yeah.
Let's go through it, though.
Well, that's it. I mean, she was great with the sisters. She said, I'd say yes to a proposal.
Everyone was sobbing.
Everyone who talked with Daisy left
everyone
in
was
tears.
Sobbing. Yeah. Happy tears and sad tears. Mostly happy that that Joey, the guy they know, gets to be with her.
Forever.
She killed
ever.
It. Yeah. She killed it. Daisy and her mom... They were so close to each other. It was like old girlfriends that have known each other for years.
I'm still wrestling with how I feel about that shoulder touch, and it was an
the
extended
start,
shoulder
the start,
touch.
The first, if you think I didn't notice that first shoulder touch,
it
you're
wasn't
crazy.
A touch. She was resting her hand on her shoulder for a
it
long time.
It was a comforting shoulder touch, a comforting shoulder touch, extended shoulder touch. Okay?
But what is Daisy comforting Joey's mom for? They haven't even started their discussion.
Well, they all just got done with that big cry about Daisy's story. She's like, here, yeah. there, you know, there.
You know who could have used a shoulder touch?
I made it out the other side.
Gary in the crowd. That man was out of breath holding in his tears. No offense, Gary. He was crying. He was in the moment.
He was in the moment.
And that's why I gotta love Gary.
We had a load of big stars in the crowd.
We
loads
did.
Of them.
Well, you know, you remember my
underutilized.
Well, I have to. Whenever they bring all these Badger people up to the pot seat, we're like, get rid of these people. We don't care about them anymore. And then when they don't, we say, where are they?
Underutilized.
My take on the cut into the crowd is, I think I've had
it's
this opinion for a while. Don't do it.
It's too much for you.
Every time they cut to someone in the crowd, number one, it's distracting. Number two, I can tell who's spoiled. I'm looking at you and how they're reacting to what's going on. I'm like, all right, well, they know the ending.
They're all spoiled.
Everyone is spoiled in the crowd.
All of those people
listening
are spoiled.
To the show, as we discussed. Yeah. Like, I'm watching these Daisy moments, heart-wrenching, love, you know.
Yeah.
I'd say yes to a proposal, and they cut to someone in the crowd, you know, arms folded, like... That ain't Kelsey. He ends up with Kelsey. You know that, right? Get it off the screen.
The only non-spoiled person in that crowd was Gary Turner.
After the exchange with the mom, Joey and Daisy are outside. This.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I wrote here, only thing, after it went so well, only thing that'll save Kelsey here is if someone comes in and plays that music video for the family, of Daisy's music video. That's the only thing that could have saved her at this point. In my mind, I thought Daisy was the winner. I was feeling good about my pick. I was about to dance on everyone's graves, okay?
Okay.
I was in the moment.
I can't remember when I started to get the feeling that they were going the other direction, but that's good that you're being honest with how you're feeling.
She was crying. The mom was crying and she couldn't even get it out. And she goes, I'll be honored to have you as my daughter-in-law.
That was
crying.
That was a great scene.
Did it give you any pause? Did you think? Or did you just think it was every finale type of
I thought it was that. Yeah.
This was too much. This was a lot. Joey's mom. It was a lot.
Maybe I'm misremembering how I was feeling in the moment. You did a better job recording your opinions.
Daisy's mom seemed, or Joey's mom seemed sold on Daisy. She really did.
Afterwards, though, I felt like Joey and Daisy just were kind of unnatural. It seemed like they were just exchanging lines you're supposed to say after the family meeting.
Sure.
And then we moved to Kelsey, and they just seem more relaxed. But again, this could be the, you know, it's been planted in my brain.
You were spoiled. Essentially, you were spoiled. Yeah. You were essentially spoiled by the mailbag.
So I'm watching this thinking, it must be Kelsey.
I trusted our listeners a little more than you to not spoil us. No. I thought maybe they're not spoiled in the mailbag. They were. Turns out they were.
Turns out they all were. Well, the mailbag, the question this week was like, what did you think of the finale? The vast majority of submissions came in before the finale aired, defending themselves. Angrily in some places. Yeah. I think we have lost listeners with this accusation. I'm having a great time reading this stuff, though. Kelsey's turn. And here's another thing. Joey also kind of presented Kelsey to his family as if she were the only option. He was like, I hope you see what I see in Kelsey, you know, my future bride. Mm-hmm. I want you to love her like I do. And if you don't, you know, that's fine. It's still me and her until the end.
My opinion that Daisy had won based on his mom quickly faded. I will say that. It only lasted like 15 minutes, but for those were good 15 minutes for me.
What did you think of Kelsey and Joey's mom?
Just more tears. More tears. I didn't feel like his mom was the same level as into it as as she was with Daisy. I'll say that. But they might not have showed us everything either. Maybe. They were asking questions like, you could win and that would be okay, or you could get heartbroken too. They were asking that type of questions.
Both mom and especially dad, Nick. Nick came guns blazing. Yeah. He said, boy, I hate to do this, but what if you lose? You ever think about losing this thing?
Have you ever thought about losing, coming in second place?
Never seen Joey again? Does that cross your mind very often? What's your take on Daisy? We loved her, by the way.
just a heads up, Daisy. Have you met Daisy? We just met Daisy and she was great.
Bars high.
Are you a fan of Daisy?
Me and you, Kelsey? I think you're second right now. Are you prepared to lose this thing? They also had a thing with the sisters where they made it seem like, oh, maybe Kelsey's not ready for marriage. That was a stretch. That was a nothing burger.
That was nothing. No.
Outside, after the family talk, Joey and Kelsey, he reassures her. He'll miss her. He says he'll miss her a lot.
It just seems a little different between Joey. Joey in particular seems different around her.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious now. We've been shown the
results.
Well, at the time, a little throwback kiss analysis. Better kiss chemistry between these two. It's more...
Better kiss chemistry?
It's more wanting. They would be doing this if the cameras were not around. Some kisses with others on this episode felt more like, I say this, you say that, this is when we kiss. This was not that. Back in studio, Jesse teases the possibility that Joey won't make a decision at all.
That was bullshit of Jesse. Quit playing, Jesse. Quit playing.
I forgave him because he showed us a teaser for Vanderpump Villa on Hulu.
I appreciate that.
A show which AB is likely to briefly recap on most weeks on patreon.com/RimandAB. Daisy Day, daytime.
This is when you know you're in trouble, Rim. Daisy. You do the native ritual that they hardly explain.
Anything incense related, yeah. Because they don't want you to talk. That's what those are.
You can't talk. That's the main problem. When you do the date that you're not talking or touching or, you know, doing anything that really you could do it by yourself. It doesn't need each other there.
Yeah.
You're probably in big trouble. Because, you know, Joey's got two options. You got these two dates. Which one do you want on this one? Which one do you want on this one? We have these two dates set up.
One, you sit quietly inhaling smoke. And then you do make some wishes independently. Yeah. The other is you rub each other all afternoon.
All afternoon. It's intimate.
Torso touching, to torso, talking, skin to skin, body to body.
Getting to know each other physically, laughing, emotionally, fun, mentally.
Oil. Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah. Which one do you want with Daisy?
Which one do you want with your winner? Kelsey? Which one do you want? We need to pay closer attention to this type of stuff.
We do. What are we, 10 years in? We should probably start thinking about how the final dates are.
Final dates. Give it away, probably. Yeah.
They dusted off the Terminator love scene music for this scene. I don't know if you caught that. It was a little ominous, a little serious. Da-na-na. Da-na-na. How about, what did you think of Joey's breakup with Daisy here?
Okay, they do a ceremony at the end. They sit around with the fire. They do a ceremony where they have to throw something into the fire and make a wish or something. Daisy says something nice. I don't really remember. Yeah. It doesn't matter. What Joey said is the standout comment of the whole episode. Okay, Joey says he hopes they both find happiness either together or apart, and then he throws in the fire.
Wish you all the best luck in future endeavors, wherever our paths go from here.
They will definitely be separate.
I'll always be rooting for you, Daisy. Toss the rock.
Throw it in the fire. Had that been me, Daisy, I'm putting the fire out. I'm throwing water on the fire. I'm out of here. Okay, actually, don't
say less. Did you hear that, Joey? Yeah, that was...
Say less.
She kind of looked at him weird, but it was... You could not have been more obvious if you're Joey.
Yeah, right there. And I think she knew right there in that moment, she realized it's over. Yeah. Let me start really planning out my storyline.
Okay.
For the Bachelor here, Rim.
Exactly. Let me huddle with my producer pals.
Producer, let me get all my pals.
How are we going to do this on the nighttime?
We got to do something. It's obviously over. You don't even have to say it. You don't even have to tell me. I know. You know. Joey's not picking me. Let's put our heads together.
Let's
get
this.
In this conference room. Okay. Get the whiteboard out.
Phone. They got
we have a whiteboard out, and let's start getting ideas out there. There's no such thing as a bad idea. Okay. Let's get some ideas on the wall. Okay. It's time to get to work.
It's called Bachelorette Sync. Email 4-hour meeting between these segments.
Now the real work begins. Okay.
This was jarring to see Joey legitimately break up with Daisy.
It's over.
Her realize obviously this isn't going my direction. Mm-hmm. Commercial break. Come back, and Daisy says, you know, I think I love Joey. I think it's me again.
Yeah.
I changed my mind.
You know what? I'm not
going to
be tripping. I've decided in the past couple hours, I'm not going to be tripping. I'm going to tell him I love him, okay?
This was. Yeah.
I know you all heard what Joey said to me. I'm going to make the
move.
I'm going to move past that, okay? Yeah. Me and my team have decided that is the right move.
Daisy Inc. So she has convinced herself that it is her and that the rationale is. That's the only way she'll be able to tell him she loves him. Mm-hmm. So they sit down. Joey arrives. She gives him props for being one of the great leads. Top male lead of the modern era since the merger. And Daisy says, I even told my family I've changed because of Joey. This has gone so well for me. And it's because of you and how you've handled this, which leads to her profession of love.
Yep. And then Joey breaks up with her again, from what I can tell.
Even before he spoke, he had the same look on his face as he did when Jess told him she was falling in love with him, 6 weeks ago. Or, you know, you could go back to night one when someone's telling him a personal anecdote he doesn't really care about. Just a polite smile, no teeth. You can't even put some teeth out there for us.
This you is can't even smile. Get some goddamn teeth, Joey.
This is my smile when I walk into an elevator and someone's in there already. A little head nod and a smile.
A little head nod and no teeth smile.
How you doing? No words. No words either. Just. And then they cut to his parents and they're stone faced. This is an I love you moment from someone we're supposed to believe has a shot here. And
they
keep cutting to these spoiled people.
They couldn't. Yeah, this is absolutely spoiled people.
These people are,
can't cut to the family.
Don't cut to the family.
The family
during this.
Obviously,
what are they
going to
clap? No,
they obviously know what happened. Come on, Joey says something about like the path, like the journey. Like let's not focus on the future that we don't have together. Let's talk about the past.
Boy, this has been, we've had a great run. Just remember that. Whatever happens.
Just remember what we've been through and the fun we've had. It's all about the past. The future is dead.
He is saying stuff like, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. He's giving these it's over platitudes.
Yep.
He even sounded like Jed to the camera. It feels amazing to hear Daisy tell me she loves me. It's so special.
Man, he couldn't even hide it.
No. Which begs the question, is Joey too good of a guy? He can't even bear to let his second place person think for the final week that they have a chance. He was telling her basically all episode that it wasn't her. And you could probably go back to last week and the week before and find some evidence of that too.
Did Joey play less ball than any bachelor ever?
It's a question that needs to be, we're going to have a conversation.
It's time to have that conversation, I think. It's time to have a dialogue. Did Joey play ball at all? That's what it is.
It's time to have a dialogue.
did Joey play ball at all? And is that what we want? I don't even know.
Is it what you want? Is it what you want? To not have any tension?
I enjoyed the season. I liked it. This part was funny. I think it makes it more funny when they're this obvious because it's not what we're expecting. But
that's the key. That's
the key. Also, there were some moments and contestants that were on the cutting room floor. They got cut where otherwise I think they would have been around a little longer, but Joey didn't play ball. Look at the sisters, for example. They're gone. We didn't get anything from them.
No. Well, I think one left on her own, but I get what you're saying. We left some behind because he was too sincere.
Too sincere, didn't want to play
for
ball.
For the viewer's own good, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kelsey Day, daytime.
Relaxed. Just relaxed to the max.
Two people hanging out, having fun, touching each other in a spa setup.
That's it. That's it.
This was a lot of fun.
Having a great time.
Cut to the pool. Daisy has a bad feeling about this, where it's headed with her and Joey.
Well, yeah, he broke up with you twice. Not once, but twice. You told him you love him. He said nothing. Yeah. And gave you a no-teeth smile.
At the time, well, I know the answer to this. I wrote this down. I have here, AB, were you thinking this is a bachelorette act? Or like a concerted bachelorette effort, I will say, not an act.
This was an effort.
I think you know the answer.
Obviously. Yeah. From that, and I don't blame her. You can't.
No, you got to.
What, are we going
to
blame her?
Absolutely not, under no circumstances.
I actually am of the opinion, she hasn't been doing this all along. So maybe she came off a little actory. Okay. But after seeing all this, I kind of felt like she liked him. And then she realized in the moment, like, actually, I don't think I'm it. I don't think I'm the person, which was pretty obvious. And then she made the move.
Pivot.
To the pivot. You can't blame someone for pivoting and trying to, you know, do better for themselves there.
So her emotions convince you that she actually has liked Joey. Is this a slight walk back of like Daisy's insincere, which you seemed to think earlier? Mm-hmm. Now we're realizing, man, she really liked this guy based on how she behaved kind of around his family.
I think so. Yeah. That's my opinion.
That would have been hard to fake that stuff.
Yeah. I didn't get faking from her. I think she really liked him. Mm-hmm. She realized pretty quickly, like the viewer did, that he didn't like her because
doesn't
he was
like
obvious
her.
About
doesn't
it.
Doesn't even like her.
Well, he likes her, but he doesn't like her. You know what I mean?
Exactly. He doesn't like her like that.
Yeah. He doesn't like her like that. And she realized, and then she made the pivot, and I don't blame anyone for that. Okay. Mm. So I end the season as a very pro-Daisy person.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Excited to watch her as the next bachelor, right? Is that right?
I hope so.
So holding out hope.
Stay tuned.
Kelsey Date Nighttime I have here. Get to the good stuff. My goodness. We were just waiting. This was starting to drag a little
bit. This is dragging. This is where we don't need it. Kelsey gives her speech that you would give at the proposal also.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe she thought this was the proposal and the proposal was the wedding because she wore a wedding dress to the proposal. I mean, picked up on that.
She said,
had the steps off.
I did pick up on that. I want you to know how much I love you, how clearly I can see you and I at the end of this and after this 10 years from now. I can't get enough. I want to do all the little things. Cook breakfast in the morning, wake up next to you, be in your corner. Be your best friend. I want to support you. I want to be with you. That is a full proposal before they propose woman's speech.
Yes. Completely.
Line for line.
That would have been one of the great ones, but it said it happened on this couch.
Speech on a couch. And you want me to think that Daisy's going to win? It's just impossible.
Well, not only that,
nothing to work with.
He reassured her to the point where, I mean, he almost confirmed. She's like, you know, it might not be me. And he says, I don't even want you to think about that possibility. Yeah. I don't want you to have any doubt. You can't say, I don't want you to have any doubt to one of your contestants.
You can't. Before proposal. That's you can't worse do that. Than saying I love you to people.
Yeah. I don't want you to have any question that it's you. All right. And if I wasn't sure before, I was certain when I saw Joey's shirt here.
What was he wearing?
Polo for Daisy. You know, golf polo. He probably just got off the course with Jesse.
Yeah.
Half buttoned button down for Kelsey. Steamy button down.
The clothes often do not lie to him.
They tell the story.
They tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, this was great. This was a good meeting. Kelsey got some reassurance. This is a couple that loves each other.
Yeah, it's good to see. A nice young couple finding true love. It's nice to see that.
Yeah, it's great.
You love to see it, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Who will he end up with? Let's find out. After the break. No. After the break, Amy. Won't stick around.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The only audience member cutaway I want to see is Neil Lane when Neil Lane is on screen. That's the only one I care about. Neil Lane shows up on screen. They show him in the audience. He's like, that's me. It's Neil Lane.
Oh, it's Neil Lane, baby.
You know what it is? You see me? That's me. I'm Neil Lane. He's
Neil
Lane.
All you people around me, you see this?
Neil Lane.
That's me,
the
baby.
Diamond Man. Daisy is so convinced that it's not her, she marches straight to Joey's room to quit before he can fire her. Or so I was led to believe.
Wow.
She went
this
to Kelsey's
was a stunning
room.
Moment. I'll say it.
This
I
was stunning.
Stunned.
Yeah.
I was stunned.
What did you think about the fact that she did it in the conversation? I mean, it was great because it was something new.
It was something new that the team put together. You got to try new things.
A totally interesting interaction between these
moment.
Two people. It was stunning.
Yeah. I thought it was a good move. What's your problem?
Well, this and the 10 times more insane reveal of them both being in the same car.
That was insane.
That was an insane reveal.
Stunning. Stunning.
My initial reaction when I saw that was, they're both going to break up with him. They're going to say, you know, if you can't decide that it's one of us, if you're struggling this much, then you're not ready to commit to either of us. That's what I thought. Are they going to break up with Joey? And
I didn't know what they were doing either. That's why it's stunning. That's what makes stunning TV.
This was stunning TV.
This was stunning TV. It reminded me of Traitors,
to be honest. I had to pause to think about it.
Remind you of Traitors a little bit? Absolutely stunning moments?
I don't know if that's a genuine comment or a plug.
I'm dead serious. It was stunning. I don't remember that many stunning moments like this. It
took my breath away.
The crowd, too.
People were fainting.
Genuine reaction.
I'll take those cutaways because no one knew that was coming.
No. You can be spoiled all you want. You don't know that shit.
You don't
happening.
Know that camera shot. You don't know that exists.
And then for moments, you're thinking, wow, was the spoilers wrong? Mm.
Their conversation before that moment, you know, Daisy's like, hey, how'd it go for you? Kelsey's like, oh, it went great. And then Daisy's like, it went bad for me. I don't think it's me. So how do you want to do this?
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
So they ride there together. I thought they're going to walk up together, say we talked, neither of us want to do this. But in fact, it was Daisy came out first in the Tahoe. What did you think of this?
I liked it. Joey with real raw emotion on his face. Daisy gets her moment.
It's her fight song.
This is her fight song.
This girl is on fire.
This is it.
This was
this
it.
Was it.
What this about us?
A survivor. You know,
pick an anthem. A survivor.
She's a survivor, folks. Yeah.
This was it. This was that moment.
When she goes, when he goes, let me walk you out. And then she goes, I think this is something I need to do alone. I mean, that's it. That is a line.
That is a line. Part of me was like, you know.
Obviously, your eyes roll out of your head, obviously, when she says that. But
save that for someone you have contempt towards, not for like, you know, Joey did nothing wrong at any point.
Why?
I think everyone agrees.
If I would have been Joey, it would have been why can't I walk you out? You just broke up with me, basically.
That's like a save it for, you know, Colton or whatever, not for Joey. But that's, you know, they had to stick to the plan, if you will. Joey was really blubbering, like you said, after this, after she told him that she knew. And
I don't know why he got let off easy.
He did get let off easy.
You didn't have to do the breakup, the hardest breakup of the season. You didn't have to do anything for it. And you didn't even have to walk her out.
No, you could just stand there and be like, well.
That went better than I thought it would.
It did go better.
She wasn't even crying.
Was much worse than
you
this.
Didn't even have to see the person that you're breaking up with crazy sad, which is what usually breaks the lead's heart.
Yeah, no, her head was held high.
Head was held
she
high.
She was off to greener pastures.
Arm out the window. Fist up.
Standing through the sunroof, like that scene of Vegas Vacation, which everyone, of course, knows. Daisy also, before she left, talked with Kelsey, hugged Kelsey goodbye. I thought this was the biggest bachelorette edit in the history of the show.
Yeah.
In the car, she says, if I can love the wrong person that much, imagine how much I can love the right person.
Yeah, what?
Here's a cast for next season.
Yeah.
I bet my podcasting career in writing, right here, the Tuesday Night's Bachelorette.
How could you not?
I think that was a pretty safe bet. It was minus 10,000.
How could you not? Here's my thing. I think they might have something bigger planned. I don't know what that is, but
Bachelorette.
Yeah, I don't know what it could be. I think something bigger's here, Rim. Why would they do all this if she's not the? They didn't do anything for the actual Bachelorette. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. But
it's.
There's got to be something coming for her, right? What was this otherwise? It's like in wrestling, if they built someone up and then, but they're leaving to another company.
Yeah, they're going, it'd be like if Bret Hart won the title.
Yeah. And then crazy. That's a great analogy, what you just said.
I don't know if it made a ton of sense, but
no, it makes a lot of sense.
You got to be old as hell to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
They did all this and then she's not going to do anything and there's going to be no Bachelor in Paradise, according to the people, the spoiled people in the mailbag. Is that what you're telling me?
Andrew.
Or we're going to have to wait till next year's Bachelorette when we've all forgotten about her? They built her up this strong?
We'll talk about it after. I also think there could be something else at work. After the break, Kelsey arrives already knowing his choice, which, you know, is interesting. I don't think there's ever been a winner who knows. Walking
she knows she's the winner.
For certain she's the winner and that he's going to propose. Certain.
Yeah, I don't remember any.
It might have happened, but
maybe, I don't know. But the lead has let people go before this moment.
And
only
he only has
one option, but I don't know that
they don't know that
the winner knows that they're going to win before they.
Yeah.
She knew the whole way. I'm the winner. Well, I guess 100% she didn't know Joey, she's going off of what Daisy's telling her, right?
And the producers probably, but yeah. I mean, she doesn't.
Daisy
she probably doesn't
team.
Know that Joey is going to propose for sure, but she knows that he.
What if Daisy was wrong?
I think Daisy would have given her a heads up. Hey, I told him I knew it wasn't me. And then he was like, oh, it was proposed. Though. Just a heads up. Yeah, and he proposed. I said no because that's my whole thing now, but.
that's my thing.
They already paid for the rights to Girl on Fire. We have to go through with this. Well, regardless, Kelsey walked up. Yeah. Joey says, I don't want to wait any longer to tell you I love you. It was a beautiful speech, a beautiful moment. Best case scenario for the show, I thought we had a top bachelorette prospect riding high. We had a beautiful love story. The bachelorette was not alone, like we've been led to believe all season. And this guy leaves the show unscathed, which rarely happens. We have a couple that people like, I believe. And then I think we'll last.
Agreed.
Any other thoughts on this proposal and acceptance?
Beautiful. It was, once we got here, it was textbook.
Nothing
fancy here. Just
meat and potatoes.
Paint by the numbers.
Paint by numbers.
Nothing to see here.
I could have put on mute and told you what they were saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're engaged. You put the ring in front of the camera. And like, it's so weird to say when you look at each other. Go, I can't wait to just do normal stuff with you. After the final rose, Daisy came out first. Mm-hmm. In a future bachelorette dress, if there ever was one.
Mm-hmm.
Her time with Joey, do you have anything on that, you know?
No, I had nothing here.
Respect, love.
Mad respect. What else would... You knew there wasn't going to be any negative stuff coming out of this. They didn't end negatively. You know, Joey's not going to say... She broke up with Joey. She might... I mean, what's Joey going to say? Then she doesn't have anything to say. I don't know.
Joey said he never wanted to lead her on. Which is, you know...
He didn't really.
Kind of gave it away for Daisy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going into this dead set on not leading her on, that's when you do the breakup quote in the wishing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end it with Daisy saying she'll always appreciate her experience with Joey. Kind of a recurring theme. Jesse and Bachelor Nation, on behalf of Bachelor Nation, sits up, you know, arms on his knees, and he says, Daisy, I just want you to know we wish you nothing but the very best. What's the very best? We'll find out who the next bachelorette is after the break. Even up until the moment it was announced that it wasn't her, I thought it was.
Stunning.
Very boring interview with Joey and Kelsey, I must say.
Yeah.
They are planning to move to not Los Angeles, but New York this summer. Joey and Kelsey.
Well, that just means the Bachelor's trying to extend its brand, and we're going to have a New York-based mansion coming up after the big money.
Kind of like the Real Housewives, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have different, you know, different
penthouse
headquarters. We're going to have an East Coast headquarters, which we should have had, you know, a long time ago. I wouldn't mind the men doing one side of the coast, and you know. Women do the other. I don't know why,
I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind. I just like different locations. It's why Real World worked. They went all over the place, Rim.
That is exactly why Real World worked.
They went all over the place.
Different locations.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, Seattle.
There's no way they'd let Joey and her move to New York unless something is planned out there in the future.
Your tinfoil hat is firmly on today. Jesse also teases that Kelsey's dad, remember him, will be on Golden Bachelorette. It sounds like an open invitation for him.
I wouldn't mind that. Hmm. People were calling for him to be the Golden Bachelor.
The next Bachelorette announcement, the moment we've all been waiting for, was delayed. Jesse says something like, could it be Daisy? And then Daisy comes out for another interview where she turns down the role. What did you think of this?
That's crazy. Why'd they do this? Is it to get the heat off of Jen?
I don't think so. I think the heat is equal to what it would have been otherwise.
Well, you're taking some of the Daisy heat off of her. I think people would have been mad if they just announced that it was Jen. But the fact that they brought Daisy out, had Daisy decline it, no one can say, we wish it was Daisy, you know? So heat is gone off of Jen now. I'm surprised they didn't go down the list. Like, Maria, you want to come up here and decline? I don't think it was... What do you take of any of this? She turned this down?
I think she legitimately turned it down. Maybe she has a boyfriend or something. That could be
one thing. That would be the only explanation.
Or like you said, they're going to make her into, like, you know, the Mega Bachelorette.
Something down the road.
Yeah. They did have to... it felt weird at the time, but they did have to explain away, hey, we all just watched that obvious Bachelorette edit. Like, can you tell us why you're not? So that it's not totally strange when we announce someone out of the blue. Yeah. I think they had to, like, cover up... Not cover up, but... They had to acknowledge that that was clearly a Bachelorette storyline. So that's why they brought her out. And then they had Daisy and Kelsey reunite, which I didn't really... You know, all I cared about at this point was who's the next lead.
Who
I didn't
is
really
it?
Care. Get to the lead. And then when they did, I was shocked.
Stunning.
Jen Tran is the next Bachelorette. What do you think of that? And what did you think of the sit down?
I was stunned.
Power rank the stunning moments.
All time?
Oh, no, of this episode. Jen Bachelorette.
This is most stunning.
The both in the back of the car.
Let me do it. Jen's number one.
Wow.
Obviously. It holds future implications that, you know,
still
the others don't
it.
Have. We're still wrestling with, and it'll take me months to really, and maybe never. I might never figure out how this came about. But that one. Two, the car, when they cut to them sitting in the car together.
Took my breath away.
It took your breath away. And then three, when they cut to the door opening, Daisy's there at the door, and it wasn't Joey, it was Kelsey. That three absolutely breathtaking moments. Okay. Could they not show her better throughout the season? I'm just confused.
She did get a sit down last week though. But I never would have guessed it was for this reason.
But it was a sit down that I fast forwarded through.
Well, that's kind of on you. But yeah, I hear you.
What was there to talk about?
I was a Jen. I don't think I was a Jen guy. I was a Jen and Joey. I thought Jen and Joey had something. And even I watched this interview, and the longer it went on, the less interested I became. The big, is she going to say penis? Personality thing went over with like a fart and
trim. I am concerned about the jokes.
That was bad.
I'm very concerned about the jokes.
The longer it went on, I was like, this y'all's Jen? I mean, this is
that's
you
your Jen.
It ain't me. I'm not into this.
Did you put your podcasting career on her winning or being the Bachelorette?
No.
At some point?
No. I think I put my podcasting career on her going to hometowns.
She didn't
totally
make
reasonable
it.
At the time. No, she didn't make it.
And now she's the...
And then shot o'clock. We got shot o'clock. I mean,
Rim.
This is just.
I'm concerned about the jokes. I'm concerned, genuinely concerned.
Yeah.
The big personality. She didn't get a chuckle.
I almost booed that. It was silent. It was dead silent in the room.
She didn't get a courtesy chuckle, let alone a real chuckle.
Gary was probably shaking his head.
Or a genuine laugh.
I don't like that. Yeah, it was
concerning. Concerning
was
lack of heat from the crowd.
Having said that, Hannah Brown had a horrendous debut as well, and she was a good Bachelorette, wildly entertaining. You'll recall Hannah Brown Hannah Brown was abysmal on After the Final Rose.
I don't remember that, and it was
bad.
Really at the end of the day
doesn't matter.
The lead doesn't matter. We've always said
doesn't
that.
Matter. Yeah.
Or we've just started saying that, but now eventually it'll be something we've always said.
Yeah.
Stunning, though. What was she, sixth place? Fifth place?
Yeah, probably something like that, yeah.
Right before hometowns?
Mm-hmm.
Was she the last person?
In that range.
Okay.
You know, she'll probably be good. Just a surprise. That's all it was a surprise. I think most people were shocked by this.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else before we get to the mailbag? A lot of stuff in the mailbag to discuss.
No, I don't think so.
Some of you submitted pre-finale predictions. Angie from Naperville says, here's my prediction for what happens in the finale, and I cannot emphasize this enough. I'm not spoiled, but I think the thing that has never happened before is when Joey goes to break up with Daisy first, Daisy actually breaks up with him first and says she can't go through with it. Even though he was planning on choosing Kelsey all along, it still shakes him because he was essentially rejected, aka his biggest fear. So now going into his proposal to Kelsey, he is tearful because he's wondering if Kelsey will even say yes or also reject him. This is his nightmare, and this is why they have been pushing that narrative the whole time. Also, the shots of him crying in the Tahoe are probably from on his way to the proposals, and he's just nervous and feeling sad about the breakup with sweet, innocent Daisy. Thank you, Angie. And yes, we didn't mention that. The shot of him in the Tahoe was obviously on the way, and he was just...
a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that's all. We should have known that, frankly. Some others wrote in to defend their Kelsey predictions from earlier in the season. Alex wrote in, first time texting the mailbag, but I have to set the record straight, all caps. I truly don't believe that Kelsey fans are spoiled. I think the discrepancy here is that you guys don't watch the preview clips. At the end of the very first episode, they showed Kelsey a ton in the preview, and Joey specifically refers to their connection as being very strong. Because of this, I've had my eye on Kelsey ever since, as I assume many others have. I do agree that the previews give away way too much, and I'll be swearing them off next season. Welcome, Alex, to that world. Appreciate you writing in. Thank you, Alex. Melissa says, I'm unspoiled and am number 5 in the Real TV Fantasy League. I've never done this well on my picks, probably because I put about 60 seconds of thought into it. In regards to Kelsey, I realized I kept picking her because I thought she was Lexi at first. So many of these people look the same to me, and for once that worked out in my favor. Now I know who she is, and it's obvious to me how into her Joey is, but I agree at first she was kind of hidden. Go Chiefs, go Hawks. Thank you, Melissa.
So thought she was someone else. Yeah.
I buy that story.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
It's a common problem on the show, is being confused for about 5 weeks about who innocent. People are. Yeah.
Innocent.
Unspoiled, innocent. Melissa.
Unspoiled. Innocent.
Julia from LA, I cannot keep my mouth zipped any longer on my Kelsey A opinion. Don't shame us for you all not paying attention. I'll tell you the exact moment I knew she was a contender. It was episode 6 in Montreal, group date nighttime. Please, I beg of you, please watch this back. Kelsey has her one-on-one time and she tears up telling Joey the group date was so hard for her. This is the episode after their one-on-one date. Because she felt like she was in the background. And Joey said the most sincere, loving, romantic assurance to anyone I've ever seen. I actually called my husband into the room and rewound it to show him how touching and amazing it was. And then I gushed to my mom about it the next day. Watch it back, please. This is what Joey said. You don't deserve to ever feel like you're in the background. Whispering, you can't be. It's impossible for you to be. You have this brightness about you that is just so different, and I feel so much warmth when I'm around you. I couldn't wait to see you tonight and tell you that because I have zero doubts on what this is right now. I really, really don't. I knew then she was a hometown contender. Did I know she was top 2? No. But I knew she was in the hometown mix. Thank you, Julia.
Innocent. Unspoiled.
I'm not as sold on that one. Sunita from Tacoma, Washington. If you're watching the previews, you're listening to what he's
Jung
saying.
Jung Hurt. Or Hung Jerry.
Hung Jerry.
We'll see you back here in a month.
We need Jesse to break the tie. Judge Jesse.
Yeah.
Sunita from Tacoma, Washington. I want to defend the people who wrote in about Kelsey from the spoiler accusations because while I did not write in at the time, I also thought Kelsey was the winner. To me, the standout moment was when she first told Joey she was falling in love with him. He was beaming and told her to, quote, say that again. You could directly compare his reaction to Kelsey and his reactions to Jen and Jess, who both also told him that they were falling in love the same night as Kelsey. Even at this point going into the finale, I think Kelsey's I'm falling in love is the most excited Joey has seemed for any love tier declaration by anyone. Thank you, Sunita. 608 area code says, this is my prediction sheet from night one. 608 sent in a handwritten prediction sheet, which I cannot verify was created on the airing of night one. I can't verify that.
I'm going to actually strike that from...
strike it from the record?
Actually can't even read that, Rim. Don't read that. It's not on the record. Don't listen.
This is not...
You can read it, but it's not a part of the official record. Okay.
Maybe did jury duty one time. I don't know if you could tell he knows this stuff.
I'm an expert, actually.
Based on the editing, I was actually stuck between Lexi and Kelsey A. They both seemed really similar in look/editing/type, so I thought one would win and one would be top 6. I ended up putting Kelsey A as the winner because she seemed more sporty, and I thought that fit with Joey more, laughing, crying emoji. So it's super unscientific, but as Kelsey kept making it further and getting a good edit, I rooted for her so that I could be right. I'm really just texting now to defend my reputation. I'm sorry. 2 exclamation points. Thanks, 608. Just for the record, that is not jurors. Ignore all that. testimony. 413 area code. I've come to report, since the two of you will be interested to know, that first reported that Daisy was going to win this season.
Did he really?
Halfway through-ish, he posted saying his source was incorrect and the actual winner was Kelsey. Suspiciously, around the time your mailbag seemed to switch too.
Oh, wow, Rim.
The prosecution rests, Your Honor, 413 area code.
The prosecution.
We're back to accusing everybody. Rest.
We're back, baby. All of you that we said were innocent? All of you that we said were innocent, are you still here? Please, single file, walk in.
Lock them up. Go to
walk
jail.
Walk in here. The trial begins again.
Thank
Where
you,
were you on this date when reality
when tweeted
tweeted that he was wrong about his sources and it was Kelsey? Yeah. Where the hell were
phones,
you?
See who they're following on their social accounts. Thank you, 413. Hey, we're just having fun.
Of course.
Spoiled or not spoiled?
Who cares? The season's overall spoiled now.
Yeah,
and Jen's the new bachelorette. We're having
a
good time
on.
Here.
We're having a good time. We're moving on.
This season is in the past.
We have some other stuff. This is Abby from Virginia.
Any Jen talk? What's the Jen
consensus?
We have
a little bit of Jen talk.
Anything besides surprise?
You know what, Abby? We don't have a ton of Jen reaction. I think stunned silence. We have one person who is hoping Jen would be the Bachelorette. I'll read that now.
Did we mention Jen ever for Bachelorette?
No. I don't think
so. Not even you.
I could have. I was talking crazy back in those days. Steph R. from Kansas City says, I'm hoping to see Jen as the next Bachelorette. It would be nice to see a career woman take on the role rather than someone who has mostly coasted off a nondescript career title. And let's be honest, I love that Jen is studying to be a physician assistant, and I would like to see that be a primary theme in her season with her as a Bachelorette, much like Michelle and her career as a teacher. I think there's so much more buy-in when the franchise lead has a serious career slash established life outside of the show and subsequent social media. Thank you, Steph R. Abby from Virginia says, overall, love the season and love Kelsey and Joey together. They seem to genuinely love each other, and I respect that he saved saying I love you until the end. I have to say I'm disappointed in the, quote, most dramatic ending that has, quote, never happened before. I'm glad that it ended positively for Kelsey and Joey, but what was that build-up for? For Daisy and Kelsey to show up together and Daisy to break up with him first? I really thought during that scene that Daisy was going to become the Bachelorette. I thought she handled the situation maturely, even though a little too scripted slash planned. Happy for Jen to be the Bachelorette, says Abby, and I'm excited to see her season. Bummed it isn't Maria, but I read Maria turned it down. Thank you, Abby. Only explanation. My view. Unless Maria's going to WWE or something.
She could, yeah, I could see that.
I could see Maria cutting promos. Give her 6 months, bulk up, fucking get out here. Who would be a good early matchup for Daisy? Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Get out here, Liv.
Just a reminder, we're excited for Jen.
Yes.
She'll probably be good, although the jokes are concerning, undeniably concerning.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
I am concerned.
I think they should pick a different lane for her.
I wouldn't go the joke route. Okay. We are just surprised at the lack of Bachelor push it seemed like there was in the end story of her.
Yep.
Especially, I feel like she left pretty unceremoniously on her episode.
Yeah.
Was she the one who didn't get walked out of the car and you were surprised by that? I can't even remember.
Yes, I think so. I think she didn't get a walkout.
She didn't. It didn't seem like a possibility until the second they said her name. And that's what's surprising. But, yeah. You know, we'll get past that and we'll have a good season, I'm sure.
Mark says, I know a lot of people, including myself, are bummed that Maria wasn't chosen for Bachelorette. But my theory is they want her to go on Paradise to help boost the ratings and basically save the show, like when Undertaker went on NXT and boosted the ratings there.
Boy, did he ever.
They need Stone Cold Maria Georges, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, on the beach hitting stunners on everyone. So they decided to have Jen as the Bachelorette instead, where people will watch anyway. And they had the real star going to Paradise to help save the show. I buy that theory, too. Thank you, Mark. AB, Paradise Savior, Maria, is that where we're headed?
Daisy and Maria, maybe.
Oh,
Why would Daisy do all this and then turn it down? I'm just so confused by that. That's actually the most confusing part about this whole thing. Not even the Jen thing. Why did Daisy do, why was Daisy like the way she was and then turn down? If you asked me, would Daisy turn down The Bachelorette? I would have gunned my head. I would have bet my podcast career.
Yeah.
It'd be all over right now. Of course she'll say yes. She's been pushing for that for since the moment she stepped out of the limo.
It's one of the great mysteries, truly. Like, I'm still reckoning with the fact that Daisy did all that.
You turned it down?
They presented her in that way, and then they brought her out, and she's like, I'm not into it. Something doesn't add up. This is an Otani situation. The story's not adding up. Last one, Sweet and Spicy Mark says, so sorry, but the biggest letdown from this season is the burning question we never got answered. Is this the real Joey? Where is his uncle to confirm? We'll never know. We'll never know if this was just a fake man.
AI
not being
Joey.
Himself. We'll never know. His uncle has been blackballed from the franchise, sadly.
Yeah, one of these days, his uncle will turn up on one of those podcasts, and it'll be like this. My nephew. My nephew was fake this whole season. It's all fake. A tell-all.
He didn't even like tennis.
Yeah.
No headline of the week this week. We're done for the season. I do have a Real TV Fantasy League scoring update, the final one of the year. More than 100 people tied for first, which means I think they just picked Kelsey for that episode. The random winner is Jana L. Congratulations. You want a sticker? Send us a message on Instagram or in the mailbag. We'll get you a sticker. The season-long standings... Meredith T, with the team Derek is Imperfect, closed it out. Won by 137 points. Congratulations, Meredith T. You win a t-shirt. You win a t-shirt. So send us a message on Instagram or in the mailbag, 773-234-7794. We'll get you a t-shirt. The rest of the top five? Can we get the rest of the top five a sticker? Can we do that?
What for?
Doing pretty good all season. They were trailing Meredith T by not that many.
You do what you want.
Madison
Back in
P,
my day, there was one winner, Rim.
I know. It is a trophy. No, what a participation generation.
Participation ribbons here.
It's sad what's going on with these four. You wouldn't accept this. Madison P, Philly C, Kath Grace, Maddie So Real and Genuine.
If you are unspoiled.
Only accept the prize
only
if you are unspoiled.
Unspoiled.
Honor system. You all took the oath.
If you were spoiled at any point, you turn this sticker down. Mm-hmm. It's not too late to come clean and tell us that you were spoiled. You say, I can't accept this sticker. I was spoiled.
I took steroids.
this is your moment to come clean and be a hero. Yep. Okay?
I got a feeling we got some Palmeros in the group. Some Sammy Sosa's.
Yeah.
Madison P, Philly C, Kath Grace, and Maddie So Real and Genuine. Reach out to us and we'll get you a sticker. Okay, anything else, AB?
Nope. Joey and Kelsey are the winners. Jen's the winner.
Thought Daisy was a winner, but she DeSean Jackson the ball right before the end zone.
She really did.
She had an easy touchdown.
Guess we'll see you in May.
I think we will. Once the season pushed for Patreon show, patreon.com/RimAB, you can do a 7-day trial free. Smorgasbord. That's how I describe it. Occasional reality TV show recap, including Traitors. If you watch Traitors season 2, it is worth it for a month to catch up on, to binge the recaps of that show, in my opinion. A terrific show starring Pilot Pete.
We're having fun over there, Rim.
It's true.
That's what people, the people that aren't part of this, that's what they don't understand. We're having fun over there.
They might understand. They just don't care enough. That's fine, too.
That's fair.
We appreciate you listening. Thanks for a great season. We will talk to you soon, hopefully in May.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.